Welcome to the November 4th pre-election National Armed American Radio broadcast, if you will. Many of you will be listening to this podcast after the election results have already been decided. Regardless of the outcome of this week's elections, AAR is poised to explode in the coming year. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Columbus, Ohio listeners who can hear the show live now for 3 hours every Sunday from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern on 98.9 FM, The Answer. Big FM talker up there. Welcome to the show, Columbus. You are joining the fastest growing pro-firearms-related, pro-concealed carry radio broadcast in America. I hope you voted your firearms freedoms this week, ladies and gentlemen. This coming week, I'll be bringing the show live to the nation from the News Talk 660 WORL studios in Orlando, Florida. You can rest assured we'll be discussing the ramifications of this week's events, regardless of the winner on our firearms freedoms. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Columbus, Ohio, this is the roundtable. This is where we let our hair down and we talk to you about anything we want to talk to you about. We kick our feet up. We take emails. We used to take phone calls, but Sean complained in Dallas. It's too much work. So we give him a break. Send me an email if there's something you'd like us to talk to you about tonight at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Welcome back to the show. Sean, how are you? Are you free? Do you have a live mic?
I do have a live mic, but I'm trying to juggle calls.
Trying to organize the roundtable. Who do we have calling?
We have Jim, we have Trucker Randy, we have George, and we have
David Kodria.
David.
We have we're going to call this a conference table today. This is an oval conference table discussion with the panel today, and everybody knows what the rules are. I'll get the topic started, and we'll just go around the table. But before we do that, let me introduce Jim Irvine. In particular, in honor of you, Columbus, we asked Jim Irvine to come on the program with us. He's a regular contributor to the show, fairly regular. Jim is the executive director, or the chairman, if you will, of the Buckeye Firearms Association, a PAC. That's right, a political action committee with members, well, not really members, but let's say contributors from throughout the state. They are one of the most effective grassroots pro-gun organizations in the world, and they are based right there, Columbus, in your backyard. In fact, Jim spends an awful lot of time in Columbus lobbying your legislators on your behalf. And it was Jim Irvine personally, as well as representing the fine people at Buckeye Firearms, as to why you have concealed carry legislation today. Jim Irvine, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Mark, on a day when Cleveland Browns lost, the Bengals lost, and the Buckeyes are bowl ineligible. Your show's the best thing going on in the state of Ohio, so I'm proud to welcome Armed American Radio to the great Buckeye State. I know there's a lot of folks out there listening, and happy to finally have your show on an Ohio station. It's long overdue, and we are glad to have you here.
Yeah, and it's a big one, too. 98.9 FM, The Answer, booming us out right now throughout the Columbus area, and you know, a lot of politics in Columbus, obviously. So
yeah, and far outside. I drove down to the Romney event in Westchester on Friday night, and as well north of town, I clicked over to this station to make sure how long I could hear it. It was coming in very strong before I ever got down to the Outer Belt, and then it carried me well down south of Columbus on I-71 there. So a great range, great station, and glad you're here.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. I think it's important, Jim, that people understand about Buckeye Firearms. You guys are a model organization. And you've done work, a lot of work with us here at Georgia Carry. I know you've worked with Virginia Citizens Defense League and those fine folks, Phil Van Cleve, and that amazing organization, which really a number of organizations, including our group here, Sean, GeorgiaCarry.org, is patterned a lot after. In fact, we see the same logo The same Patriot.
Very similar
type logo in the center. So, you know, the grassroots organizations, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, give us an update for Ohio listeners now, new Ohio listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, Kenai Peninsula, Alaska, how you doing, huh? This stuff matters to you because the grassroots organizations tumble like tumbleweed across the country. When something good happens in Ohio, the rest of the grassroots organizations pick it up in their state, in your state where you reside. Jim, what's next on your docket up there as we approach now? Ooh, what? Less than 48 hours from the close of the polls.
Elections, elections, elections. That's the big focus right now. And I'm so glad you've got elected officials, politicians right there in studio. And for all of those listeners, I don't care what state you're in, the next time somebody tells you all politicians are the same, you ask them how many of them do you know personally. Because I bet you it's zero. Because, you know, Sean Jurgensen and Jim Downey are sitting in studio on Armed American Radio. I mean, they're defending your life on the weekdays. They're here on the weekend. That's not every politician. Chuck Schumer wouldn't do that. Barack Obama wouldn't do that. Gun haters wouldn't do what these guys are doing. And it is critical that on Tuesday we show up and we support our friends in your state and make sure that they get to continue to fight for us for another 2, 4, 6 years.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot right now before we go around the table, Jim. Your gut feeling on Ohio, I believe it's going to Romney. Your thoughts?
Romney, don't get lazy. Everybody's got to get out and work it. But I was down at the Westchester event on Friday. I know the media is saying 30,000 people. It was well over that. It was over 30,000 people in that came through the security from the Secret Service. There were thousands. I mean, at least 5, maybe 10,000 more on the outside. They couldn't even fit them in. This is a place who does this event for a presidential election every 4 years. This is Speaker John Boehner's home district. I mean, they know how to put on an event, deal with lots of people. This overwhelmed that. They've done it, all this experience. That's how much excitement there is at these events in Ohio. It's just huge. And we better win this one. We have to. Ohio's got to deliver.
Yeah, you're in the belly of the beast up there, Jim, and I know you guys are doing amazing work. Congratulations to you and your organization for everybody up there supporting you. Columbus, don't lay down now. As you heard from Stephanie Sanford at the NRA in the first hour of this broadcast, if you were listening, and pox on you if you weren't, but it's now time to go all in. Make the extra phone call. Spend the extra $25. Now's the time to dig the heels into the ground. Now's when it matters the most. Like you, I'm sick of getting the emails. Now, fortunately, I'm in Georgia. They don't waste their time, Jim, down here, spending any old bummer money, okay? They know what direction this state's going. I don't have to see that barrage of ads that you guys are faced with up there, but I've traveled up there. As you heard, I was just in Wisconsin. I know what you guys are going through. Dig in now. Jim, your final thoughts on that subject.
In Cuyahoga County, I bet you 90%. I watched a football on a local game on a local channel yesterday, and then I watched the local news because I just don't watch much TV, especially local TV. Political ad after political ad after political ad, Obama at least 2-for-1 against Romney. And, you know, dirty, negative, awful campaigns. No wonder people are sick of this. But we got to finish strong and go win this thing on Tuesday.
Yeah. Congratulations to you and everybody and for the efforts that you guys are doing. Sean, as a politician, is there anything you wanted to mention on behalf of these guys up there? From both a member of a grassroots gun or pro-gun organization and an active state legislator, you're on the ballot, too.
Well, I am on the ballot, you know, thankfully unopposed this general election. It's been
I did push the button for you when I voted earlier.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, Jim, we just appreciate everything that you're doing up there, and we encourage the voters in Ohio to see through the smokescreen that the president is putting out there. And I think it is it's important to recognize when somebody doesn't have any leadership, when they don't have any ideas, when they don't have a direction or a vision for the future, all they can do is cast stones. And that's exactly what this man has done. And I look forward to celebrating with you and all of America coming here in about 48 hours.
Yeah, well said. Tim Downing, now you, as Jim just said, I love this guy. He used to come on the show and say, this show was a trifecta of knowledge. I mean, I don't know where he came up with this stuff. But protecting your life during the day and serving you at night and on weekends. And I mean you as active duty law enforcement and working as the mayor. And you've been the mayor for how long?
Ending 8 years now.
Question for you. we hear the term, you know, the old saying, right? All politics is local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is true. Even when you're voting for your national congressman, it's a local issue that gets that man or that woman elected, and it's the local issues and what the local community feels they've done or haven't done if that individual gets fired or not. And that's the way it should be. As someone who runs local campaigns, as someone who runs in the area, you sense that momentum shift. Now, I probably shouldn't have asked you this for 2 minutes ago before the break. It's a great topic for the roundtable we can go around with. But you sense that momentum shift as a politician, don't you?
No, absolutely. And right now with Romney, it's extremely important. No, I don't look at any one poll. I think this is a really good point to make. I have, for the last 8 weeks, looked at all of the polls, and what you see, what all of the polls demonstrate is a momentum shift, and the energy is all going to Romney. It is so important right now, though, that as people hear this, that they don't take this as an invitation to lay down. This is not an invitation to lay down. This is motivation to stand up and head to the polls. I mean, everybody out there right now that's excited, that can hear my voice, needs to get their friends. They need to make phone calls to their family. They need to do everything that they can do. What have you done for your country in the last week to help us take this back in 48 hours? It's up to you, the individual voter, the voters of Ohio, the voters of Virginia, the voters of Florida, all of those states in question. Now is your time to seize the moment.
And you're talking to every one of those states right now. All 50 states across the nation are listening to Armed American Radio. We have fans all over, and in 21 countries, by the way. You should see the emails we get from England. Jim, I think you were on the show when we read a couple from Great Britain not long ago. In fact, I think you commented on one. Jim, hold on to the phone. You're with us in the roundtable. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We are just getting started. Trust me, this hour is the funnest in radio. We'll be right back.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3 to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Deer in the headlights, he was. The New York Post said he looked like a deer in the headlights when the woman walked up. She had to be restrained. I'm talking about Bloomberg, nanny boy in New York. This is a guy whose parts of his city are in utter ruins. Far Rockaways, utter ruins. It's also the starting point for the New York Marathon. They're pulling bodies out of the marshes. It's devastating. And this guy wants to run the New York City Marathon. Hotels are going, they are being asked to kick local residents out to make room for runners. And this guy wants to run the New York City Marathon. This speaks volumes to this man's judgment.
Generators pulled away from the needs of the people in order to supply the media.
The media tents.
In Central Park.
Unbelievable. And what happened? The population, the uprising, the outcry, the outrage, shut that guy right up. The same thing happened in Chicago when the Korean used the gun in defiance of Daley's anti-gun, gun control laws in Chicago that technically he could have been prosecuted for under those laws. The public outrage was such that said, hey, Daley, you prosecute him, we prosecute you. He didn't have it in him. That's the way tyrants work when they get caught. I personally believe that's why he didn't rerun. That's why he retired. For the first time, Mayor Daley felt the outrage of the people for that very reason.
Bullies always back down whenever you fight.
They're exposed. When they're exposed, you're absolutely correct. And in this particular case, Mayor Bloomberg is exposed. This is going to hurt him politically in a huge way. And it should as well. It should. Okay, truckers and patriots saving America. We heard Jim Irvine. Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, David Kodria, are you with me?
I'm here, Mark.
George, the Mad Ogre Hill in Utah. Are you with me, Ogre?
Absolutely.
The table is full. I'm loving it. Trucker Randy Bishop, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now you're up in a very beautiful place. You're in Torch Lake. You and I spoke off air last week. I know Torch Lake very, very well. One of, I believe, the most 11 beautiful, one of the 11th most beautiful lake in the world, hundreds of feet deep. If you've never been to northern Michigan, oh, man, take a vacation to Torch Lake. I've water skied it from one end to the other. It is absolutely beautiful. And you live, it's God's country, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark, and welcome to all your guests to join this call. One thing that we're doing here in northern Michigan, as well across the entire state of Michigan, is we've united our Tea Party groups. One factor that is not in these polls is this is the first presidential election since the Tea Party movement started in 2009. We didn't
That's
have
correct.
The Tea Party movement going in 2008. They are under polling because they are not factoring one thing, major thing, into this race, and that is voter enthusiasm. the Tea Party patriots that I'm working with across the state of Michigan, from Monroe, there near Toledo, Ohio, all the way to Sault Ste. Marie to Marquette, Michigan. We have over 10,000 patriots, brothers and sisters, that have been working the phone banks, knocking on doors, putting up signs. We have been working our tail off to defeat Obama and fire his senators.
Randy, let me hold you right there. I'll tell you why. That's a good segue for me to go into. You guys have a television commercial. It's 1 minute in length. We've stripped the audio. I want to run it for listeners right now so that they can hear it. Then I'll get your comments, okay? Truckers and Patriots Saving America. And it's at find out more about them at tapsamerica.us. Sean, can you run the audio of the commercial, please?
This is the most important election in America's history. Stand up with us and vote to save our country. On November 6th, vote to fire President Obama and his senators. The death of America before it's too late.
Please help us by going to our website, tapsamerica.us. Patriots for a Better America is responsible for the contents of this message.
Thank you very much, Sean. Clearly, I can't show you the video over this microphone, but you get the idea. From the audio. You can visit that at tapsamerica.us. You can watch the video. Truckers and Patriots Saving America. What's the correlation, Randy, quickly?
We are running this commercial in Michigan, which a poll came out today. It's on the Drudge Report. Romney has a one-point lead in Michigan. This is moving in Romney's direction with huge momentum. This ad is going to be aired on TV starting tomorrow morning in Michigan and Ohio. It's a funeral. We have a casket with a folded American flag in it. Watch the video at tapsamerica.us. If you feel compelled, if you're emotionally moved by this video, give us whatever you can. Donate to this. All the money we raise will go to airing this commercial all day tomorrow and Tuesday before the closing of the polls. We want America to hear our message. We are putting signs on the back of semi-trucks tomorrow. We'll be rolling in Michigan and Ohio from your donations. We will get the message out, and we will defeat Obama and his senators on Tuesday. Michigan is going to help join Ohio as being the swing states that takes President Obama and his senators out of elected office on Tuesday.
Randy, I love it. Thank you very much for joining the Armed American Radio Network. Spoken very well. God bless you for what you're doing up there in Michigan and the impact that it will have. And our new listeners in Ohio, in the Columbus area. Thanks very much, Randy, for joining the Armed American Radio Network. Good luck. We'll talk after Tuesday. We'll be bringing you back.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Wow. David Kodrio, let's move over to you around the table. You are a regular contributor to the broadcast every single week, at least in the roundtable, if not sooner, depending on the topic du jour. As a result, I think listeners in Columbus, our newest affiliate, our big affiliate there, a big welcome to those guys. Yet again, another Ohio resident. You hail from where in Ohio?
Yeah, I'm up in Hudson, and we need to get you up in Cleveland next, Mark. But, you know, listening to Jim and then to Randy, I've worked grassroots, as you have, and I got to tell you, there's nobody who works harder than the leadership of a grassroots organization. And I'm sure Jim will agree and Randy will agree that that's all made possible by the thousands and thousands of patriotic Americans who then step up to the plate and help them provide the leadership that they need to get the things done that we need to have done. You know, Mark, when you talked about Bloomberg, it was just like, you know, we're on the same wavelength because he came out and said now he's going to finance and take over this national gun control effort while everything else is going on around him. He's so fixated on control, he's got to do this. And, you know, where guys like Jim and Randy are relying on we the people to make things happen, Bloomberg thinks he can make it happen alone just with his money.
Exactly. And you know what? Bloomberg miscalculated. He has made some terrible missteps over the last couple of days, and it's going to haunt him in the long run. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a taste of the roundtable here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with a wide array of topics for our panel. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. You know how I can tell you how the election's going to go? Shanto, are you with me?
Yes.
The off-air conversations, brother, we need to compile a disc, Armed American Radio, off-air in the raw. It would be a good one, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, it'd be real good.
Yeah, when you throw in, let me just leave it at this. It'd be a good one. It's something you'd want to hear for sure. But I'll tell you why I'm feeling good. I like looking at some of the things. We're sitting here talking off-air with Tim Downing, my mayor, Representative, Georgia Representative, State Representative Sean Jurgensen. And during the break, we're discussing, you know, some of the things that the polls are telling us and some of the things that the polls aren't telling us. Here's where I was getting ready to tell this story, but I was interrupted by coming back on air. Love the off-air conversations. My daughter is in fourth grade. She's 10 years old. She turned 10 on Friday. And I went to her school to have lunch with her and distribute the coffee or the cupcakes for the kids, you know, during the lunch break. They were voting in the school. Now, keep in mind, this is Georgia, very red state. But they were voting. The kids were taking – the beautiful part about it is you know the kids are just echoing what their parents are telling them at home. After school, they came home. They had their little stickers, I voted. And the kids at the table, lunch kids, hundreds of kids in the cafeteria, they all chant, Romney, Romney, and pounding the tables until one of the teachers made them stop.
What?
It made them stop. The kids were chanting Romney. It was a lot of fun. And then they make the kids be quiet so that they can eat. They turn the music on and they tell the kids you should be eating. Well, the kids have their little stickers. My kids came home from school, both of them. And here's what I heard. Daddy, Romney won our school 70% to Obama's 29%. And this is from the students. And the funny part is, you know, Sean, that they're echoing what they hear at home.
Absolutely.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if Ohio, I guess we'll see. It won't be a split like that. But
I would love 70-30 Ohio.
It's just fun to watch the little kids. There are a couple comments I can't say on the radio that one of the kids across from me at the table said when they were asked to be quiet, his voice boomed out. Yeah, Democrats blank is what he said. It was absolutely hilarious. Here's a kid, 10 years old, and it was so funny to listen to them because you know what you're hearing is what they're hearing at the dinner table at home. And it was fun to watch these kids do this. And I can remember, I'll date myself, I can remember carrying around Nixon signs and yelling at other kids who had McGovern signs when I was at Thurston Elementary School in Mentor, Ohio, of all places. So it's a small world up there, Dave Codrey, and near you. Mentor's not too far from you, and Jim Irvine, not too far from you either.
Well, my kids come home from Kent State, Mark, and I'm afraid Karl Marx is leading in the polls there. So,
you know, he probably is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's David Codrey. David, welcome back to the show. Jim Irvine, how are you?
Doing great. I'm just so excited that this show is. I've wanted the show on in Ohio for years, and I'm just so happy that you finally made it into the Buckeye State.
Well, it's an important state. It's an important state for a lot of reasons, and it's great. And we thank 98.9 FM up there, The Answer, for sure. We are definitely filling your prescription for freedom. And hopefully that will bring us down into the Dayton, the Hamilton County area, and get us up in there in Cuyahoga, up near Toledo. We're on a number of stations up in Michigan as well. And it was fun to have that perspective from Randy up there. He's been asking for the last couple of weeks to join us on the show, and I'm glad we were able to sneak him in the roundtable. So, Randy, thanks to you, too. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, how you doing out there in Utah? Huh? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark.
Are you mad?
I am unusually optimistic that we're going to have a Romney victory come Tuesday and that things will get back on track.
All right, listen, let's talk about this from a gun standpoint because that's what our main concern is here, is our Second Amendment freedoms. And you heard the National Rifle Association, if you were listening in the first hour, Stephanie Samford, great spokesperson, come on this program and tell us why it's so important from selections of judges from the perspective of the Supreme Court. I followed that up with not just the Supreme Court, but the lower court. We have discussed this here before. We learned at the GRPC, the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando, that Obama has, in fact, tilted the balance of power. Right now, today, from the sound of my voice, 2 days before the national election, in 4 of the 13 district courts, U.S. Courts of Appeals. It's those cases that make their way to the Supreme Court. It is that court and those courts who decide whether or not there's a split and whether or not it's those cases that make it to the Supreme Court. It's not just the Supreme Court, but it's the cases that get to the Supreme Court. It is absolutely vital. And most people don't realize, they don't think about it, what the makeup of those courts and the impact that it has on their lives for generations to come. David Kodria, you're very well aware of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, with Eric Holder filing a petition in the district court to try to say that you guys don't have the authority to hear the Fast and Furious complaint, you know, for contempt of Congress, that was an Obama nominee who's the head of that court right there who's going to be hearing this. So
you're absolutely correct. Jim Irvine, take a listen to this, and George, you as well. I know we have a lot of people at the table. Mayor Tim, you and I have discussed, we were talking about Romney and the assault weapons ban in Massachusetts, and at the opening comments, I mentioned a little bit about Christie and the rhino, and it, you know, a lot of people see what we saw with Christie and the suck up to Obama and all this fun stuff that we witnessed over the last few days, and people forget that this is why we don't like, or in the back of our minds, this is the thought we have about Northeastern New England Republicans. There's a distaste for people like that, especially from a gun control standpoint. And you made some great points about Romney and the left and the Obama campaign are using his assault weapons ban in Massachusetts against him.
Well, absolutely. In the second debate, it became a huge issue whenever the assault weapons ban was brought up. And one thing that was being pinned on Romney was that he was responsible for Massachusetts' assault weapons ban. And that's absolutely not the truth. The assault weapons ban in Massachusetts was passed in 1998, and Governor Romney wasn't governor at that point. That was acting Governor Paul Cellucci that actually signed that into law. So Romney had nothing to do with it. In fact, in 2004, when Senate Bill, I believe it was 2367, came through the Massachusetts Senate, it was Romney who stood up to a heavy majority, Democrat majority in the Senate and the Massachusetts House, and actually thwarted efforts to increase the number of weapons that were banned in the Massachusetts assault weapons ban of 1998. Romney not only kept it at 19, but he also got improvements to the rights of the concealed carry permit, which he put it up to 6 years rather than, I believe at that point, it was 1 year. He also got other increases in our gun rights in Massachusetts that were not there before Romney's efforts. So he crossed the aisle. He got down in the trenches. He fought for our rights. He fought back the beast, if you will. So he was not responsible for the Massachusetts assault weapons ban.
I'm not going to say that Governor Romney, and I'm going to get everybody's opinion at the table. We'll do that right now. I'm not going to say that Governor Romney is the ideal candidate from a Second Amendment standpoint. He would not be my number one pick, but he is where we are today, period. Here's what we do know, and no, don't just take this from me. Go back and listen to the archives of this show where the great Alan Gottlieb himself from the Second Amendment Foundation and others have said, we know what we're going to get with an Obama second term, period. The assault against our Second Amendment rights will continue. We also know what we're going to get with a Romney win, and that is the assault against our weapons rights, our Second Amendment rights, will cease. That's where we're at today. That's why a Romney victory from a Second Amendment standpoint is so vital. Sean, your thoughts.
I think it's important in one aspect that we haven't discussed. We've talked about the president. We've talked about the Supreme Court. We know unequivocally that if Obama won again, we get Eric Holder again as Attorney General. That is no way, shape, form, or fashion an acceptable choice for a myriad of reasons.
It absolutely is not.
And we know that we will not get him if we elect Romney.
Okay, so we do know what we're going to get, and we do know what we're not going to get. And what we're not going to get is what we're voting for here. And it's important people understand that. It's vital that people understand that. Jim Irvine, you fought the fight yourself in the trenches in the state legislature, right or wrong?
Absolutely. One thing with Romney that I think people need to understand, that bill he signed for that everybody gets upset about with him, the Gun Owners Action League, or GOAL, which is the Massachusetts...
Jim, hold that thought. That was my bad timing asking you that question. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll get your answer here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, A National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Absolutely amazing. I love that stuff. Welcome back to the show. Jim Irvine, I was rudely interrupted by a break. Continue your thought, please.
I, like everyone else, have had big concerns about where Mitt Romney was on the gun issue. But we did some digging into it. The big gun bill he signed there that everybody's like anti-gun, this and that. The state group and the NRA both backed it. The state group called it one of the most important pro-gun bills ever signed in Massachusetts. That's what Romney did when he was governor. And I will make a prediction here. When Romney wins, if the Republicans also take the Senate, in 4 years from now, he'll sign national reciprocity in his first term, maybe even his first year. And 4 years from now, we'll be like, wow, I can't believe it. 8 years from now, we're going to be just amazed at the amount of good legislation President Romney will sign for gun owners.
Now, I like your confidence in that. Ted Nugent was on this program 4 weeks ago, and he was he enlightened us to a conversation, a private and personal conversation that he had with Mitt Romney. You know, and quite frankly, in hindsight, I probably should have cut that out and played it of all days today, as we are less than 30 hours away from the polls opening across the nation. But I agree with you, Jim. I think that's a good point. David Kodria, yeah, agree?
I think you need to get your website to have that Nugent clip played on it so that people can go there and listen to it.
Yeah, that's a great point. We probably should do that. In fact, I'll talk with the text tomorrow. That's important that people hear that. We may even put that up on the Facebook page. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, I know you're out there. Chime on in, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing to watch out for is your local elections. Who are you electing to your local state legislatures? What judges are, you know, at the local level? The grassroots is still important, and everything up at the top builds off the bottom. So, you know, the local, that's your foundation for the rest of the political stuff happening in the rest of your state and country. So make sure you get out, you look at the ballot, and you make informed decisions when you vote Tuesday morning.
No question about it. David Kodria, I've been dying to ask you this. I was all over Chris Christie at the beginning of the broadcast. Not all over Chris Christie. But I was all over the Love Fest, the Obama Fest, the Cesspool Fest, the French Kiss we saw. Actually, we didn't see the French Kiss. That was behind Air Force One. That wasn't on camera. That was private and personal between the two of them. However, what I mentioned regarding what we saw with Christie, I think is very important, and I think people need to, across the nation, need to get a grip on here. But it's this type of activity that we see in the Northeast that leaves a bad taste of the Northeastern Rhino New England Republican, isn't it?
And it's the same reason Brown is having such a problem.
Ah, great point.
Okay, and again, if there's nothing in it for us, you know, why should we continue to allow the Republicans to, you know, advance people? And I guess maybe it's the geographical area, but I would like to see some leadership. And, you know, we haven't seen that kind of leadership on the gun issue in the Northeast. I'd like to see it. Who says that it can't be done?
Well, you know, listen, the constituents up there, I guarantee they're no different than you are. They're no different than Ohio. They're no different than Texas. They've been fed a lot of crap. And we have to go in and scrape it out. There's no question about that. There's some surgery that needs to be done. But with all due respect, there's a tremendous amount of... I lived in Connecticut as a gun owner. I bought my first 20-gauge shotgun in Westbrook, Connecticut, as a gun owner many years ago. So there is a gun culture in Connecticut. Connecticut has a concealed carry permit. So does Massachusetts. There is a gun culture in Massachusetts. Right up the road in Vermont, concealed carry. Wrote the book on, or excuse me, constitutional carry, didn't they, Sean?
I did.
And so there's a gun culture up there. Those people are no different than we are. It's the politics in play. It's the media in play that we have to contend with in that area. So I you're right about that. Jim, comment?
No, I agree with you. It's great comments, and that's all the states related. We have made huge strides over the last decade, but we have got to keep pushing in the next 10 years. And Tuesday is a critical election. If we do good on Tuesday, it will change the landscape for the next decade. If we do bad, it's going to hurt for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, it will. There's no question about it. And people have said, I've gotten a lot of email. Mark, you made a prediction that you thought Romney was going to win in a landslide. I still believe that with the momentum shift that I saw over the last 3 to 4 weeks. When you look at the polls and some of the things that the polls aren't telling you, I do believe that. Now, what if I'm wrong? And let's very quickly go around the table. What if I'm wrong? David Kodria, where are we if we lose? From the gun standpoint, I'm referring to. When I say if we lose, I'm referring, ladies and gentlemen, to the Second Amendment, our Second Amendment rights and freedoms. I'm not real concerned about the rest of that. We'll leave that to the Sean Hannitys and the Laura Ingrams. What we're concerned about on Armed American Radio is the gun issue. Where are we, if I'm wrong, David?
Under the radar is going to go above the radar with a vengeance, and I also think that we are going to continue to see stonewalling on Fast and Furious to the point where, geez, I don't know, Mark. I'm very depressed about even thinking about that.
And David, coming from you, someone who has done so much work, who broke with Mike Vanderbo the story, and in fact coined the term gun walking.
Project Gunwalker, right. Okay, that was just a little joke to call it Project Gunwalker instead of Project Gunrunner. So,
and you're the one that broke it. You and Mike Vanderbo, amazing work you've done, and you've had a hand in this for an awful long time. So hopefully from the firearms and the Second Amendment standpoint, we see a change. Mayor Tim, your thoughts on that?
And I think one thing that we'll see if Obama does win re-election. I question, or I think he will use the executive privilege, the executive order, to much greater use.
That's what'll bring him above the radar, I think. David, I think you'd agree with that, right? The executive order, Penn?
Absolutely.
We still have a Republican-controlled House. That's not going to change. They are not going to pass. I'm very confident that the House of Representatives will not pass any meaningful gun control legislation.
I would agree with that.
Tim?
I would agree with that. And I would agree also from the Democratic side, too, in the Senate, simply because the pain from the 1994 election is still alive there.
The pain from the 2010 midterms is still there.
They understand where that pain came from.
Yeah,
so.
They know. There's no question. They run on a gun control agenda. They know it. I'm sure there were Democratic operatives cringing when Obama made those comments about assault weapons bans during the debate.
And the executive order privilege is something that hasn't truly been tested in the courts yet. So Obama can do really so much with the executive order, and it's up to us to challenge it in the courts and getting through the process that will put the confines on it.
One thing I do know is that freedom and America are greater than any one man. I do know that. If he wants to create a constitutional crisis, which that will do, bring it on, he'll be gone. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, thoughts quickly before we have to close out.
If Obama wins, the gun stores in your areas, no matter where you're at in the country, will be really low on ammo. And
they're low on ammo now. And, sitting across from me, Georgia State Representative Sean Jurgensen is shaking his head with a big grin. He is the owner of a gun store, High Caliber, down the road from my house. Not just I like to say this. My state legislator owns a gun shop. What about yours? We could make a bumper sticker out of that, right? My state legislator could beat your state legislator up.
That's right. Mark, let me jump in here just real quickly. Even if Romney wins, and I hope he does, it's going to be extremely important that we hold his feet to the fire to rescind a lot of these executive orders that he has already put into place.
No question about it. I think he'll do that. I think he'll do that with a smile on his face.
It's incumbent upon us to make sure he does.
Shonto, how much time? 20 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The next time we talk to you here on the Armed American Radio Network, you will have made a decision. Vote freedom. Make it count in hours from now. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. I'm Mark Walters. We'll see you next week, hopefully with a new president.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in you. You tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score.
So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.